Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Wayne Cruz being back on the show. Wayne is an original founding member more than 18 years now. He's been hanging out with us. How about that, folks? We've already celebrated his 18th anniversary, and he's vice president for policy and director of technology studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's a guy that helps us understand what the government is doing to us with their dark matter regulations that suck money out of our business without necessarily sending us a bill like the IRS does. He's our good friend Wayne Cruz. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim, and thanks for the Blue Oyster Cult, too. If you've been around at least 18 years, you know that song.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So I'm glad you're here. There are two kinds of things coming out of our government. One is laws that our Congress passes. Another is the other is regulations coming out of our bureaus, out of our departments, the administration's departments primarily. They're run by whoever the president is, and some of those are regulations promulgated from laws. And some of those regulations are just dreamed up by the administration, aren't they?
The agencies are doing what they want. The pen and phone doesn't just happen at the president's level. President Obama over the last several years, I mean, I remember it with his 2012 State of the Union address. He said, if Congress doesn't act, and he was talking about a number of issues. He was talking about health care, financial reform, and especially immigration issues as well. But he said, if Congress doesn't act, I have a pen, I have a phone, and I'm going to make those moves myself. Here's the thing, Jim, and we've talked about this a lot on the show. Just for perspective on this, you've got a national debt now approaching $20 trillion, and we've always talked about how regulate, in addition to that spending, that tax that you can see, there's also the hidden tax of regulation,
mm-hmm.
and that's all the rules coming out of the 50-plus, well, actually, it depends on which list you look at. I was looking at Administrative Conference of the United States. Says there's no definitive list of the numbers of agencies that there are, so we don't even know how many agencies there are putting these rules out.
That's frightening.
You have Congress issuing a few dozen laws a year, and then agencies on top of that are putting out several thousand.
Thousands.
Last year there were 3,410. And by the way, Jim, speaking of the regulations pouring out of the agencies, especially this year, this is 2016. This administration is wrapping up, and all of the presidents will tend to issue a lot of extra rules called midnight rules as they're going out the door. And Obama's got less than 90 days. But this year is something else. I noticed the other day, you know, the Federal Register, and I hope all of your small business listeners and medium-sized business listeners don't have to read it, but as you'd indicated in some of your work, they're often slapped with rules they didn't even realize had come through the pipe.
Oh, yeah.
But the Federal Register has just hit 73,000 pages. Jim, next week when it hits 74,000, that is going to put it in the top 10, and it's not even November yet. So what's happening is last year we had a Federal Register over 80,000 pages. I think this year it's going to crack 90,000.
Wow.
So the rules are absolutely just streaming out. I'm just pouring out of the federal government. And it's worse, as you indicated, in the sense that it's not just the laws from Congress, it's not just the agency's regulations, but it's the agencies using what I've taken to calling regulatory dark matter. You have written about the overtime rule, which is, actually did go through notice and comment. It can, at least that can be said for it. But the problem is now the agencies, Department of Labor again, everybody heard in the news who's a business person or paying attention to the policy side of things of the independent contractors being converted to employees in a lot of instances.
Mm-hmm.
and also the joint employment rule with respect to, you know, say, you know, the McDonald's and Subways of the world and things like that. Both of those rules were actually not rules. They were administrative interpretations
right.
coming out
and,
of the
and that's
Department
the one that
of Labor.
That's, got, that, that's the one that got everybody so excited about and concerned about what was going to happen to the franchise industry.
You bet. And so and so
they were just,
blow
they,
to those a major
were just,
way.
Those were just notions, basically,
right.
weren't
it's they? A, they just decided
somebody,
to, you know,
somebody,
this one,
somebody
one
woke up one morning 15. And said, I think I'll mention this where the entire regulatory regime can hear it. I think I'll just drop this little idea and see what happens. And it went viral, didn't it?
Yes. So everybody who's an independent contractor is now an employee.
Well, that's the way.
That's the implication.
That's the insinuation, I should say. Hold on to that thought. CEI.org. That's their website. Competitive Enterprise Institute. Wayne Cruz and I will be right back. Stuck
in
a low die
up here. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.